Afternoon, all. Just a quick update before I go off on my investigation in Whitby. In the podcast, Paul's just been in touch and he said that the monolith was excavated by Tatton Sykes. Obviously, Paul didn't even know we were going to talk about the monolith, and his ability to remember names, dates and places is astonishing. I was actually thinking that when I was talking to him, and it's really rare he makes an error. So when he does, it's really important that he gets it right, and I, you know, really respect that. The monolith was actually excavated by a man named Sir William Stukeley in the 1700s, and that's who found all the skulls as well. He himself is not a man not unfamiliar with the paranormal, after he did a bit of an excavation of Thornton Abbey. He heard stories about this ghost of a monk there, and when he looked deeper, he found a hidden chamber with a monk hidden in there, who they think that's what the ghost was. So an interesting character. He actually kind of really brought about modern archaeology and those ideas, also investigating places like Stonehenge and things like that. So it's really important for Paul and ourselves to just send that correction out there. Apologies to Tatton Sykes for miscrediting him with the excavation of the monolith. Also, interestingly, when they, in the 1800s, when they relaid the floor of the monolith, they apparently they raised the floor level about 5 foot as well. So it's amazing thing that you need to see. And what I didn't mention in the interview as well, we went back to the monolith recently, and my head torch was playing up, and I was with Matt, and we said, on a count of five, I want you to turn off my torch if you want me to keep it off. And as I hit one, exactly on one, my torch turned off. So just leave that thought with you. Please go and visit the site itself. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And we'll speak to you all soon. Don't forget to go and subscribe to that YouTube channel. Cheers, everyone.